Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Sound the Foghorn podcast presented by Around the Foghorn, your home for San Francisco Giants baseball on the Fansided Network. This is Daniel Sperry. It is good to be on the air right now. It's good to be back. Wasn't the greatest week. Greatest weekend. If you remember last episode, we had on Kevin Stewart from Rocks Pile, discussed the whole Rockies series coming up. Wasn't all that great. Not the podcast. The podcast was great. The Giants series was not. It was pretty stinking terrible. And so they lose. They lose three out of the four games to the Rockies. Things aren't looking great, but they do get Buster Posey back tomorrow. We'll see what the according move is. I'm assuming it's Tim Fedorovich. However, it might be Okert, and then they make another move, maybe throwing in another outfielder, and when they kind of have some time to figure out where they're at around there. We can discuss that later. Tonight, we are going to be joined by Patrick Brennan from Kings of Kauffman, which is the Kansas City Royals It's the Kansas City Royals-based fan-sided site. So you should, honestly, listen in. We're going to discuss everything from the 2014 World Series a little bit. We'll try not to make him relive those memories too much. But same time, we're also going to talk about the Royals this year and what you guys can all expect from them this time around. We're going to discuss the series itself and what to watch for in the starters, especially the starters here, because it's going to be a little different. American League, it's opponents that we're not used to, and that frankly, the Giants are not used to what they're seeing here from the Royals coming up. And then we'll kind of discuss what needs to happen for them to pull this off. So we'll be joined by Patrick here in a little bit, and we're going to take a pause. We're going to pause for a very quick break, and we'll be back shortly. All right, we're back. Still waiting on Patrick to join. It's all right. We'll go through it. Just going to kind of give you a rundown of the series here. Again, this is your host, Daniel Sperry, from Around the Foghorn, your home for Giants baseball here on the Fansided Family Network of websites. So we're going to start off tomorrow night. Game first pitch is 7:15 p.m. Central Time. You got Matt Cain taking on Jason Hamill. Jason Hamill is someone that should be relatively familiar to the National League and National League teams. Matt Cain, we saw a really, really good start from him last time out. Got the win. They played well. They scored a lot of runs. It was good. Most run support I think I've ever seen Matt Cain get in a long time. Anyways, then you got Jason Hamill coming up. Jason Hamill is 0-1 with a 6.52 ERA. Of course, Patrick will be able to tell you more about what's going on with that one. And then we're going to take a look here. The second game is, of course, Madison Bumgarner and Jason Vargas. Jason Vargas is 2-0 with a .66 ERA. That's kind of crazy. But he's been pitching really well. It's a Jason Vargas that even the Royals fans, I believe, are kind of shocked at. But yeah, it's he's been good. I'll tell you this, because I live in Kansas City, so I've been in Kansas City for a while. And or for at least for the last couple of years, he hasn't been bad this year. He was pretty bad beforehand, but it'll be quite interesting. Especially, I'm looking forward. I'll be at both games actually, since I live out here. But yeah, so I'll be at both games. I'll be sitting up behind home plate. It's going to be a blast. I'm excited for it. Anyways, overall, I mean, if you got, hopefully Giants fans get a chance to come out to the K. If you are going to be out at the K tomorrow, hit us up on Twitter. Hit me up on Twitter. Let me know. I'd love to catch up with Giants fans out there. It's going to be quite exciting to have this whole series going on. And yeah, sorry, I'm still working on getting Patrick in here. But yeah, so I mean, the big game, it's the whole series with the Kansas City Royals is going to be quite weird. The Royals are going to be playing two game. It's a two game series here in Kansas City. And then they're going to play two games later on in San Francisco. Odd, yes. But, you know, this is the way the whole interleague thing works. You know, I don't know how much I like it, but kind of when the Astros moved, if you guys don't recall, the Astros, when they moved from the American or from the National League to the American League, it forced it to where there has to be an interleague matchup pretty much almost every single day. So this is what we get. We get a four-game series between Giants and the Royals. They'll play two here and then go to Colorado again to take on the Colorado Rockies. If they can come out of this winning both games, I think, I mean, of course, that'd be great. But the Royals have been playing a lot better. They've won four in a row. They knocked off the Anaheim Angels over the last couple of games and really, really completely shut them down. They had some troubles with the A's to start. And yeah, the A's, I mean, Jarrell Cotton came in and pitched in a great game. And then the next game, the A's just hit the ball really well. And then they went and got a win in the final game. And then they went and swept the Angels. So the Angels that coming into the series basically had one of the best records and they had one of the best offenses in baseball. And they came away from it with they've now gone 20 scoreless innings out of that series and into today's game. 20 straight innings without scoring a run. So Giants fans, you think our offense is bad? Look again. There's worse offenses out there. So hopefully we're still working on getting Patrick in here. I'm going to take another quick break here. Hopefully this all works out. All right, folks, we are back and finally have connected here with Patrick. Going to welcome Mr. Patrick Brennan from Kings of Kaufman to the show. Patrick, how are you doing tonight?
Doing great. I'm watching some baseball.
Yeah, I know. I've got my MLB TV stuff going on right now, watching the Mariners and the Marlins. Anyways, so Giants come into town, come into Kansas City here this weekend, or this week, not weekend. Man, I'm so used to saying weekend. Anyways, this week, I mean, of course, the last time they were here was when they raised the trophy in Game 7 in 2014. I don't know. Maybe if you could just talk to Giants, the fan base about, you know, outside of 2015, you know, kind of where is this franchise at now? And, you know, kind of maybe even are there any effects of the 14 World Series that are kind of playing into where they're at right now?
Well, to start off, the 14 World Series is what many fans think drove them to win the 15 World Series. And I really think that just affected the trade deadline at 15. You know, they traded away, they had one of the best farm systems in baseball, and then traded away five really high quality pitchers, and it's left the farm system kind of in ruin. But so they went all in because of that in 15, just to get back, and it ended up working out, but could toss the future.
So, I mean, Madison Bumgarner does come to the Hill this week. I'm sure that makes you, I don't know, what, as a Royals fan, I guess, and what are your feelings with the thoughts of Madison Bumgarner taking the mound again after that ridiculous performance in the World Series and especially in Game 7?
Well, I've talked with other Royals fans, and even the Royals announcers seem to think that he's not going to get, you know, booed the whole stadium staring at him. They think there's, and I even too, there's going to be some respect there. And he, I mean, he won't get a standing ovation by any means, but I think there will be a amount of respect in this stadium.
Yeah, I mean, at least it's funny because my friend, when I got married out here, my buddy walked in to my in-laws' house wearing a bright orange Madison Bumgarner jersey. And I think that's been the whole thing that I've gotten from a lot of Royals fans is, one, we hate him for what he did to us, but two, there's respect for the, there's a level of respect for what he did. I will be at both games. I'm quite looking forward to seeing what the reception is when he takes the mound and just kind of how he does coming back to the place of all that. But I mean, let's move to at least the Royals this year. I know most of the Giants fans know, I mean, the stuff with Yordano and how that's kind of affected them, but kind of just give Giants fans a glimpse into the 2017 Royals.
Well, it all depends what it's like in July. This team, it may people see go either ways, but if they're not in it in July, a lot of those key players could be gone, and it won't be the same Royals we see in 2018 beyond. But, yeah, they've gotten away with some a lot of what they've done, the speed, contact, the bullpen. They're actually, like, more of a power-hitting team now, which is weird to see. But they're by all means, a pretty different team from what they were in 14 and 15.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things that I've gotten, at least as a taking away from living out here, is that, man, the team that they were in 2014 is not who they are now. And like you said, they're a much more power-hitting team. I think I believe both Moustakas and Salvador Perez already have 5 homers each. Am I wrong there? Or, yeah, so,
yeah,
I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, and then you have Brandon Moss, who's not going to hit for a high average, but he's going to give you 25. Home runs a year.
Yeah, and I mean, there's power all through the lineup, and like you said, it's very, very different. They don't have the crazy base ceiling threats. I mean, they do, but you know, Dyson isn't on the field. He's in Seattle now, and then you have, you know, Terrence Gore really normally comes off the bench in like a pinch running role. But I mean, let's take a look at the series here. The Giants are going to see both Jason Hamill and Jeremy Guthrie. What can Giants fans kind of expect out of the two of those?
Well, Hamill started off, hasn't gotten off the best start. He didn't look terrible, but he hasn't really had his pitches going yet. His signature pitch, his slider, hasn't gotten going yet. And then Vargas, he's looked just outstanding this year. Many people thought he would never be the same again after his injury. But his velocity's still there. He's still working that changeup. Still in the strike zone. I think he could be a problem. And he's pitched phenomenal this year. Ham, on the other hand, I don't know about yet. I could see a season going either way.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing that I was shocked at was I've really hadn't been paying attention to – I've been doing my best not to pay attention to numbers too much because we're not even through like 20 games here yet. But I mean, looking at Jason, when I took a look at the stats, I was sitting there, Jason Vargas sitting at 2-0 with a 6.66 ERA is quite surprising. And then you look at, again, at Madison Bumgarner sitting there 0-2 with a 3.43 ERA. That's also quite surprising on the flip side. So, I mean, both games are going to be really interesting. The whole series, this is a weird series, as I was saying earlier. You know, you have two games in Kansas City, two games in San Francisco later on in this year. You don't get to get the normal full three games or full four games. It's a weird set. But what are the Giants going to need to do if they're going to beat the Royals in this two-game set?
Well, the bullpen has been lackluster. It could come around, but there's not depth at the back of that bullpen like it used to be. So, and their rotation's been phenomenal. So, I think the eighth and ninth inning are still good for the Royals. Soria's pitching better, it looks like, and you got Herrera, who's good. But then after that, it gets kind of iffy. So teams can get to that. Travis Wood hasn't been the best signing so far. They have Matt Strom back down in the minors already. But their offense is starting to heat up too, so that's another thing to watch for.
Yeah, so, I mean, here we go. We got tomorrow night game kicks or game first pitch, 7:15 Central Time, 5:15 Eastern Time. You can catch that on NBC and on NBC Sports Bay Area. I'm still getting used to that whole switch. Sorry, Giants fans, the whole CSN to NBCS thing is weird. But also, if you're listening on the radio, you can listen to KNBR 680. Same thing for Wednesday night. Thank you for joining us, Patrick. I know it's a short show tonight, guys, but kind of getting this in before the series starts. Thanks for coming on again, Patrick, and hopefully we'll have you on soon.
Yeah, enjoyed it. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, guys, have a good night. This is Daniel Sperry for Around the Foghorn, signing out.